Hi, everyone. You're listening to In the Open, a podcast by Mental Health America, where we talk all things mental health related.
Hey, everybody. It's Teresa.
Hello, everybody. It's America.
So we're here to talk about my coping skills aren't working. Why do you feel like your coping skills are, I mean, obviously all of our coping skills aren't working, but why did that topic come up in your mind?
It didn't necessarily just come up in my mind. It came up in conversations with a lot of the other staff members here at MHA, and that everything that they've kind of been taught, they've had to kind of adapt it for the situation that we're living in right now.
Maybe I'm in it too. I just don't even know.
Yeah. Like,
what is that like?
So in one of the previous sessions, we talked about how, for example, a lot of people are working from home, right? So there isn't a very clear division between home life and work life because it's kind of all embedded together right now and like enmeshed. So if part of your coping mechanisms, which was for me, was being able to like leave the house and very clearly assign times of the day where I was in work mode versus personal mode, then that's been a very hard thing for me to kind of work through. And in addition to that, like creating space between me and whatever situation is creating havoc in my mind, I can't really do that right now because there isn't space to do that in.
Okay. When you said my coping skills aren't working right now, all I can think of was like, I feel like my brain is shutting down because there are so many things to think about that there are no coping skills because there's nothing left.
Right. You're like picking at the scraps of whatever you can because you're kind of using all of your energy to just manage.
Survive. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Totally.
Completely. So that's why I think we have to just kind of chat about that. In my perspective, and in really from hearing from others, it has been this thing where you're just like, you've been thrown in a box and you're just like, okay, function in every possible way that you still can. But you can't go outside. You can't talk to people. You can't touch them either. You know, it's like.
This podcast should be called Nothing Works Anymore. It's not just your coping skills. Like, nothing is working. My brain doesn't work. The computers don't work. Nope.
Yeah.
Conference calls work. Zoom doesn't work. Facebook doesn't work.
You know,
my brain doesn't work.
That's what I think you're right. Like, everything that we've learned or even the tools that we've had at our disposal aren't working the way that we're used to. So then you're I'm going to talk about my brain because then my brain, I can't speak about your brain. My brain just like freaks out. It's like, oh, I'm supposed to be doing these things, but I can't do them. And that lasts for a couple of minutes. And then I'm like, hey, reality check. This is not just your situation. It's everybody's situation right now.
Yeah. It does remind me of some conversations we've had where we talk about being so overwhelmed that all you do is cry or shut down or react. And it does feel like there's a limit. But what you're describing, the fact that you can still say, hold on, check, wait, everybody is going through this. It's okay. Says to me that you're still in a space that you could do that is a huge strength.
Okay. Thanks for that.
Even though you don't feel like you're coping, everything is working, you know, I don't feel like I'm hitting that huge limit. I've seen it in friends and I've experienced it a few times. And I feel like I could be at that moment where you just shut down, where you just say, there is nothing left for me to do except go to bed.
Yeah.
That is all, like, there is nothing. There is no coping. Basically, my life and my brain is telling me, abort. There's nothing you can do except go to bed.
And we talked about that last time, you know, where, like, that's the kind of end result. But what's another coping skill that we tell people? Like, go and take a walk.
It's right? Actually, you know what's so funny too? It's like, because when you're feeling stressed and somebody tells you to go do a coping skill,
right?
There's also a part of you that wants to be, that wants to yell at them and say, you go take a walk.
Yeah. And
you go take a breath.
I want to make this as easy for people to understand as possible because all the coping skills that you were taught when you go to therapy and you're like, you know, trying to improve your mental health and how you're feeling and things, you're kind of taught a few kind of just key aspects, right? Like, try to think about it in a different way, take a different perspective, right? That's like reframing. Go and do activities that may help soothe you, whatever that may be.
Okay, this is interesting because from a therapist perspective, I've been on both sides where as a therapist, there have been people who come to my office and we try to brainstorm lots of coping skills and people are just like, it's not working. Nothing gets better. And that can feel like, oh, okay, what do we do? Like, do you just go in a cycle of never ending attempts to find more coping skills that aren't working? Or do you have to reshift the way you see what's happening for someone? Like, sometimes that's the only thing that I have in my mind to do is just go, well, what if it's not depression? What if it's something else? Whatever we're doing isn't working. So maybe it's not the actions you're taking that's the problem. I have to reshift this to think about maybe the problem is the issue, right? And that's like the way that is today. It's like, you know what? It's not your brain. It's not your depression. It's freaking COVID. It's being trapped. It's the reality of the way the world is today that we are all trapped. So it's not your OCD, right? Like, it's not just your OCD. It's not just our anxiety and our depression. It is the fact that we are dealing with all of this in a new thing that none of us have ever figured out how to do.
Yeah.
And so nothing works.
Dot, dot, dot. Nothing works. What I think is important, though, is what you hit on it. It's the fact that when we all are just muddling through in whatever way we can with whatever situation we're in, it is about looking at it in a way that says it's not what I've always been dealing with. It's not me being completely like neurotic about things or having a lot of anxiety about how I'm seen by others. It's the fact that all of a sudden our world has shifted in a very short amount of time, yeah, which requires us to just take a moment to pause. But that doesn't necessarily, on my part, help me process all of this. What is helping me process is me being able to talk to other people. I'm just like, yo, is this the same thing that you're feeling? Because I am like freaking out that these things aren't working. And that's why it's like my coping skills aren't working, like everything I've been taught. It's like, oh, let's take a moment and reframe and let's try to have a good conversation. But all of a sudden it turns from a good conversation to some random thing like, oh, why didn't you pick up your socks?
Oh, no. You know? Is that what's happening to you? Jesus.
No, I'm just putting that as an example.
Hi, I wanted to talk to you about COVID. Where are your socks? That's horrible. What? Who are you talking to?
I'm just talking about the things that just come to mind. Like, for example, we are both working and you as a mom are still managing an entire household.
Yes. Okay. What you're saying that makes sense to me is that what happens to us is that we get used to certain coping skills and they work for specific contexts. But if I throw you into a new situation, you're dead. Like, you have to figure out how it works in a new situation because all that stuff, it just screws it up.
Yes.
And that's what's happening for you. So it's like your coping skills and everything isn't working with you being trapped in your house with your partner and your dog and not being able to go anywhere, do anything. And so it would have worked fine if everything was normal, but we're not normal right now.
Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah, you totally got it.
I think a lot of people relate to that. And it happens a lot in journeys of recovery when you feel like you get a handle on life and then somebody says, and then the one thing I didn't expect to happen, like somebody lost their job or, you know, then my dad who I was trying to leave came back into my life. And you're like, more stress makes everything harder. So you have to add more coping skills or do different coping skills or just have lots of compassion to be like, you know what? That's the one thing your brain couldn't handle right now. So go to sleep. I don't know.
Go to bed. I appreciate what you're saying because I cannot put it in the same words that you put it, which I think is great. That's the difference between you and me. You can put things in nice ways. In thinking about other people, though, they've also said what you just said to me. You should have compassion. We should have patience. And I believe that. But in the moment, it feels like it's what you were saying earlier. Like, I want to be like, you go take a walk. Oh, I'm going to punch you in the face. You know, like, you go do other stuff. I can't manage it right now.
Yeah.
So what are we supposed to do to help ourselves and others who are struggling through that?
It's just reaching your limit, you know?
So is it acknowledging that you're reaching a limit?
I think so, because I talk to a lot of people who keep pushing and pushing and pushing, and that can be hard because you're making yourself work harder and it just adds more stress, or it can frustrate you too if you feel like there's supposed to be some kind of destination or some way that you're supposed to be and there isn't, because the answer to what you're dealing with is this is just a really effed up situation.
Yeah, you know, I hadn't thought about it that way, where you do sometimes, I think oftentimes people end up thinking, if this one thing happens or I can do this one thing, then it's going to be all good.
Yeah.
And in the situation which we're living in right now, it doesn't have to be a huge thing. Like, you know, and I don't know if this is what happens to you, but at home, one of the things that calms me down, like brings some peace to mind, is like if there are dirty dishes in the sink, like I'll actually wash them. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, look, this is clean. Mm-hmm. For even for 10 minutes, you know, that it's clean. But it helps me feel like I've accomplished something that's very tangible.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps. I feel like so I have somewhat of control of a situation.
Yeah. I think we all just have to find our ticks for things that are like, even when you hit certain limits, it's not even the coping skill that I'm trying to calibrate. So you're right. You're like, you're trying to find control in some small things. Like if the dishes get done, then life is okay. And the thing that I've been doing lately that I recognize is I have been crying with you guys. So I'll just get on a Slack and I'll cry with somebody. And then, but I tell myself, like, if I get on a call with someone and I can just cry with America or cry with Danielle or cry with Jessica or whatever, that that's better than me saying, you know what, I'm going to go crawl into bed and cry because I want to cry. But if I go to bed and cry, that's no good. I need to X that.
Oh, right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it totally makes sense. You're sharing that experience, which helps you de-stress in some way, but also helps you feel validated in your emotion.
And is like levels of nuclear threat.
Like, yeah. It totally makes sense.
If I'm crying with my coworkers, that I'm still like sitting at my desk.
Yeah.
Is like something that I keep telling myself, that that's a measure of better than the other option. Like, if you did the dishes, it's better than not doing the dishes. It's better than letting your house become chaos.
You're right. Small things do help. And in the long run, because we just don't know how long all of this will be, right?
Yeah.
We are having to adjust our ways of thinking and our ways of managing our experiences so that we don't feel like, one, we are isolated, and then two, completely disconnected from what we know has worked for us in the past that brings us some sort of calm.
This is the exact situation that a lot of people who are in the deepest bouts of depression or psychosis or bipolar disorder feel. Like, you're so crushed by your experiences that you're not even talking about coping. I think that's why techniques like setting up schedules or routines, or telling yourself that all I'm going to do today are these five things, and if I can accomplish that, then I can say I did it today.
Yeah.
And it's okay. That's what that tastes like.
Yeah.
You're experiencing a little bit of what that world feels like for people who aren't dealing with COVID, but just dealing with
life,
the worst parts of mental illness.
You know that whole idea about spoons?
Spoons is a card game.
I didn't even know it was a card game. But somewhere in all the stuff that I've read, at some point, you know, in terms of self-care kind of aspects, somebody started writing about the fact that they had spoons, how many spoons they can give towards something. So if today I can give one spoon towards doing a podcast, or one spoon for having a quiet moment with my fiance, or one spoon for just simply getting up and taking a shower, but also recognizing that I only have five spoons to give today. I can't give you 10. I only have five. I have something that I can measure against. And I think putting those kind of parameters in place helps people definitely feel like they have some sort of control, which I think is very important in feeling
productive,
self-determined, productive.
Yeah. Like you're gonna do it today. Yeah.
I
don't call it spoons. It's another S word. I got zero to give today.
Yeah, just kidding. I got you.
I know. Yeah, talking to each other does help. It gives me extra spoons to give.
Yeah, I mean, completely. I have friends that are working. I have friends that are not working. I have friends that are working 7 days a week because they work like with like the health department and things like that. And I think with all of the different folks that I've been chatting with and just hearing them out from all the different experiences that they're having, there is such a lack of control about this entire situation that I think does help people understand. For people that haven't ever dealt with mental health issues before, it's reframing this thing to be like, this is how I function on a daily, you know, like if you've never thought about it, which I think is very important when we as an organization are like, hey, you should be thinking about mental health all the time. Like it's such a huge part of what we do and who we are.
Yeah, for sure. It is interesting this time. Like this conversation, I think, is helping more people around the world understand what it is like for people who live with mental illness, because collectively we are dealing with that kind of distress and grief and trauma and anxiety and depression collectively in a really extreme way.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe that's a silver lining, you know? It's like maybe we can all have compassion for each other. And especially when we all are and will face mental health challenges, because it affects everyone.
Right. I think I told you this, but I wear Gap shirts all the time, like at home. I love Gap. No, you know, it's not sponsored or anything. I just like Gap. But the other day I was wearing a Gap shirt, and then it had, when I was on a Zoom meeting, it had like the A in the middle. And I thought about how, you know, the Scarlet Letter. Have you read the book?
Yeah, I was forced to in high school.
But, you know, it's like completely pinpointing somebody for X reason, right? And now we're in this space where there are so many people that are being pinpointed for whatever reason. And it just made me think about how we don't have a lot of compassion for each other in a regular kind of functioning day-to-day thing. We don't do that. But it could create an opportunity for us to really look at each one of the people that surround us and just be kinder.
I hope so. Let's hope that for the earth as we come out on the other side of this.
Yeah, dude. Let's do that. Let's put that positive energy out there.
All right, friends and fam.
As always, we are always interested in hearing from you. So send us an email to podcast@mhanational.org. Or you can always reach out to us via our social media channels. We're on all of them. So let us know. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks, everyone.
Keep fighting in the open.
Bye.